Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and a third one 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back." His master said to him in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter. Should you not then have put my money in the bank so that I could have got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord. So let's talk about Michael Jordan, the basketball player, for a minute. I think everybody knows who he is. He played most of his professional basketball career with the Chicago Bulls. He had 6 NBA championships, was the NBA Finals MVP 6 times, was an NBA All-Star 14 times, and had many other significant accomplishments. Supposedly, he scored over 32,000 points in his career and had over 6,600 rebounds and over 5,600 assists. He was also on the 1984 and 1992 Olympic teams for the men's basketball and is also in the Basketball Hall of Fame. So I think we can say he was fairly well accomplished. He's done some things with his life. But did you know that Michael Jordan was once cut from his high school basketball team? Apparently he wasn't good enough and wasn't tall enough. Now, he could have gone home feeling defeated, and he could have buried his talent out of fear. But instead, he pushed himself relentlessly, eventually becoming one of the greatest athletes ever. As one of the altar servers said before Mass, he's a GOAT, greatest of all time. And like the servant who invested his talent, Jordan worked hard, overcame obstacles, and soared to new heights. He reminds us that even when faced with setbacks, our gifts can shine when we dedicate ourselves and overcoming fear and making a lasting impact in the world. Now, in today's gospel passage, Jesus tells a parable about a man going on a journey. And right before he left, he entrusted all of his property to his servants. To one he gave 5 talents, to another he gave 2, and to the last one he gave 1. Each according to his ability, we hear in the gospel passage. Now, let's pause to understand what a talent represents in the parable. A talent in those days was a very large sum of money. But today we can think of it as a unique gift and ability God has given each of us. These gifts can be anything from skills to talents to other resources. Now, the servant who had received 5 talents and the one who received 2 immediately put their talents to work. And I'm sure they were a little scared or a little hesitant when they did this, but they invested them wisely and they doubled their talents. But out of fear, the last servant who received 1 talent buried it in the ground to keep it safe. And with the very foreboding ending of the gospel, what is the good news in it, we may ask? Well, the good news in this parable teaches us 2 essential lessons, which are vital for both the young and the old to grasp. The first lesson is that piece of good news reminds us that God has given each of us unique gifts, abilities, and resources tailored to our individual uniqueness. You, me, Michael Jordan, and everyone has been blessed with extraordinary gifts. It might be intelligence, creativity, compassion, or other qualities. The key is to recognize and appreciate these gifts as precious gifts, a trust, if you will, from God. The second lesson comes from the way the servants used their talents. Now, the one who multiplied his talents recognized the value of what they were given and took risks to use them effectively. They were not paralyzed out of fear or complacency. However, the servant who buried his talent, they represent someone who's afraid or lazy or a host of other reasons. And they fail to put their God-given gifts to good use. And this brings us to the heart of discipleship. And as Father Troja reminds us that as followers of Jesus, we are called to be active and faithful stewards, stewards of the gifts we've been given by God. Now, discipleship isn't about sitting back in complacency, but rather it is about actively engaging with the world and using our talents to bring forth God's kingdom on earth. We have to ask ourselves, though, are we like the servants who invested their talents and multiplied them, or are we burying our gifts out of fear, laziness, procrastination, self-doubt, or a whole host of other reasons? The answer of this question profoundly influences our journey as disciples of Christ. Now, to the students here with us, the parable should remind us that you are never too young to make a difference. God has blessed you with unique opportunities and abilities. And like St. Pope John Paul II used to say, be not afraid. Be not afraid to step out of your comfort zone and use these talents to help others and to glorify God. Your age doesn't limit your potential to be a faithful disciple. And for those who think they're too young to make a difference, you're mistaken. My little granddaughter, she's about 2.5, Adeline, and you could be having the worst day of your life, and she will FaceTime us, and the first thing you hear is her infectious giggle, and it just immediately brightens the mood in the room. So you're never too young to make a difference. And I encourage you to read about Blessed Carlo Acutis, who is soon to be, hopefully, a millennial saint. And being a saint isn't limited to just adults who lived hundreds of years ago. Now, for the adults, myself included, this parable challenges us to reflect on how we use the gifts we've been given. How do we use these throughout our lives? Have we buried them out of fear? Or have we put them to good use for the service of God and our fellow human beings? Now, as we reflect on this parable, let's remember the good news that God has entrusted to us with the gifts meant to be shared, multiplied, and used for the greater good, and that each of us can make a difference in the world. Discipleship requires courage, diligence, and faith. and let us pray for the wisdom and strength to embrace our talents, invest them in God's work, and hear those beautiful words from the Lord, "Well done, my good and faithful servant."